Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello, I'm Phil Sanson, and this week's question from listener Jonathan has really made a splash.
I am 6 years old and I have a question. When you stir a bucket of water, I know the water is pushed to the outside. However, why do any particles end up in the centre after the water has finished spinning? I have asked my dad, but he doesn't know.
Jonathan, I don't blame your dad for not knowing. The thing that you're describing is actually a thing that confused physicists for ages. They called it the tea leaf paradox because they saw it happening when they stirred their tea. About 150 years ago, they managed to solve it, and now Dan Nickstrom from Maynooth University is here to solve it again for us.
It's all got to do with how the water moves after you stop spinning, and the fact that it's dragging the particles along with it. If you look at a clear bowl full of water from the side, you will notice that when you spin it, the sides go up really high, and the centre goes down low. Now this is because the centrifugal force from you stirring pushes the water out towards the edge, and it's pushed upwards when it hits the side of the container.
Centrifugal force is a force that pushes a spinning thing outwards, and it's often called a fake force, because what's really going on is the water just wants to move in a straight line, and it hits the edge of the bucket, and that just makes it look like it's being forced outwards. The result is this whirlpool with high edges.
When you stop stirring, the interesting part happens. So the water at the edge and the particles that it's dragging along with it get pushed downwards by gravity. The water in the centre, in turn, goes back upwards. So this means the water at the edge flows down to the bottom, inwards to the centre, and back up to the top again. And this loop is repeated over and over and over, as it's all slowing down. The particles are dragged along like this too. It's all very complicated, but as it gets slower and slower, the force pulling the particles gets weaker and weaker until it's not able to fight against gravity and can't pull them up at the centre anymore. So this means they'll get dropped right there at the centre, one after the other.
I just did this myself in my kitchen to test it out, and Jonathan, you're 100% right. The little bits of schmutz do all end up in the center, all thanks to this pattern that the water is flowing in. Thanks, Dan Nickstrom. Next time, we're leaving water behind and talking about an entirely different liquid, thanks to this question from Charlie.
Maybe this is just me, but it dawned on me that whenever I have to hold in a pee, the need to go increases exponentially when I know that relief is close. Why is this?
Do you know the answer? Don't hold it in. Join the discussion on our forum, that's nakedscientists.com/forum. Or if you've got a question you'd like us to answer, email chris@nakedscientists.com or go use our web form at nakedscientists.com/question or come find us on Twitter or Facebook. And that's all. Until next time, goodbye!
Music in the program is sponsored by Epidemic Sound. Perfect music for audio and video productions.